For more than a century, wealthy patients from overseas have sought treatment at U.S. hospitals. But in the last 2 years, since the terrorist attacks on the Pentagon and World Trade Center, travelers from the Middle East have had difficulty entering the country. Lengthy and unpredictable visa delays and new security restrictions are causing many to head to Europe instead. The economic impact on institutions like the Mayo Clinic and its host city, Rochester, Minnesota, are significant. Minnesota Public Radio's Erin Galbally reports.
The Kaler Grand Hotel offers Rochester's most lavish accommodations. It's hosted movie stars, politicians, and even royalty. Some suites cost upwards of $3,500 a night. Bruce Fairchild's the Kaler Hotel's general manager and says suites range from marble to eclectic.
We actually had a guest a couple years ago who redesigned one of them to their taste because they were here for an extended stay, as some of our guests can be, and we liked what he did and left it that way.
Summertime used to signal the hotel's high season. Wealthy patients with extensive entourages would arrive from Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to seek treatment at the Mayo Clinic. Those visitors spent freely on everything from room service to electronics equipment and clothing at local stores. But high-spending guests like those have become a memory since September 11th. New U.S. security policies make it increasingly difficult for travelers from the Persian Gulf region. So many are avoiding the hassle entirely by heading to hospitals in Europe instead. The Kaler Hotel's Bruce Fairchild says his business is down significantly.
You know, there's been very little of it come back. We've had a couple parties in, and even one of those parties had a problem because one of the names in one of their parties was close to a name that was on the watch list. Everybody understands we've got to do that now, but it's really slowed that business down and almost shut it off.
Last year, the Kaler's annual business declined by at least $1 million. This year, the drop is expected to be even greater. Other hotel and businesses have lost millions. But it's more than hotels that have been affected. Limousine companies have disappeared, so have many specialty businesses catering to Middle Easterners. Barefoot men are streaming into this Rochester mosque for Friday prayers. But this summer, attendance and donations are down. In the past, wealthy travelers from the Middle East gave generously to this mosque. Those funds accounted for close to half of the annual budget, and now they've all but disappeared. Now, instead of planning for expansion, mosque leaders say they're just trying to stay afloat. In the past, it was common for wealthy patients from the Gulf to arrive by private jet. Now, local airport officials say the number of those flights has dropped by nearly 90%. None of this is news to the Mayo Clinic. Since the terrorist attacks on the East Coast, clinic officials have watched lengthy visa delays force many of their Middle Eastern patients to head to Germany or London for treatment. Mayo's Steve Gudgel says even if a patient quickly gets a visa, their escorts often don't.
Embassy and consulate offices in the Middle East are still quoting 4 to 6 weeks for visa application processing. Now, in cases of medical emergency, the patient can get a visa quicker, but it's hard for a patient to travel that distance without somebody else coming.
Gudgel says most patients who travel the globe for treatment come with serious medical problems. That means more procedures and longer hospital stays. It also means more money for places like Mayo, Johns Hopkins, and the Cleveland Clinic that get top dollar for their medical specialties. Benny Harris oversees Johns Hopkins International Affairs. He says the Baltimore-based hospital has experienced the same downward trend for the past 2 years.
We're hearing the same thing, that while the State Department will try their best to help, security is going to be what drives all of this.
Harris says this year's numbers are an improvement over last. Still, he predicts that it will be years before we see greater numbers of Middle East patients seeking treatment at top-notch American hospitals. For NPR News, I'm Erin Galbally in Rochester, Minnesota.